All right. It is time for Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma, and with the Neuron Report. Matt, good morning to you.
Good morning to the family with Bear in the background.
Yeah, we got the Bear here. We got the Ames here. Get on the mic.
Ames. Hello, Ames. Hi. Hello,
good morning,
Ames.
Good morning.
I thought there was a walker in the back there.
it's my future walker just waiting for me.
So you can run in it. But, yeah, it's a new report. We're having the Katie, the girl we had on last time, and we're going to talk good this time. It's going to be great.
It's Christy, right?
Yeah, Christy. Sorry. Sorry, okay. Christy.
Christy, are you there?
No, it's actually Jackson from Victorville.
All right, Jackson, call back. Thanks, man.
Getting through is hitting the lotto.
Yeah, okay. What's your instant request, real quick?
I'm with the guys by the Penetrators.
What is I'm with the guys?
Yeah, like hanging out with your friends.
Huh?
With the homies.
Like hanging out with your friends, yeah.
By the Penetrators, and how's that relate to Face and Book?
He says, like his girlfriend, before she gets old, she's going to write a book. Hmm.
So it's Book and the Lyrics. Jackson,
yeah.
All right, say hi to Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma.
Matthew, hi, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, how you doing? These use your neurons.
Oh, man, my neurons are firing like crazy, man.
It's crazy. Poor man's radio gets you going, huh? Yeah.
All right, Jackson apparently had a neuron malfunction right there. I don't know what happened. All right, so...
It's early.
Christy,
are you with us?
Yes, I'm with you.
Okay.
Oh, Christy. Hey, Christy, good morning or good afternoon.
You know, 1 week...
Well, it's still morning technically here.
Where are you? Where are you located?
Louisiana.
Louisiana? Wow, going down south.
So anyway, yeah. Matt, take it away. Christy has an amazing story. How did you...
Yes, he does.
Being in Louisiana, though, how did you happen to find Christy in the first place, Matt?
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to ask her. Tell her how you met Rita, and then Rita contacted me and her husband, David, contacted me on my website or on my email. And well, website, and then I took it from there, and then they introduced me to Christy. Ready to go, Christy, see how it started.
Actually, Rita and me are really good friends. We met about 2 years ago at an emergency room visit, one of my many. And we were sitting, waiting in the, waiting in a long 6-hour emergency room wait, and she had her service dog with her, and we got to talking, and we had exchanged information because she told me about a program where I could get a service dog trained for free, and we connected and became really close friends. And she called me about three weeks ago, a little over that, and she's like, tell me all about this amazing documentary she had seen on YouTube, and tell me about Matt and how inspirational he was. She's like, we're going to try to contact him. And before I knew it.
Tell us why you go to the emergency room all the time. What happened to you that obviously Matt connects with?
Well, I have a spinal cord injury. I broke my neck whenever I had an abscess on my spine, and I didn't know about it. And, one day, I a couple of days before I was getting weaker and everything, like my arms and stuff like that, just kind of ignored it. And, I kept taking these hot baths overnight. And then that morning, like after about 10 of them, which was probably ill advised, after the fact, I realized that, I went to the other tub and everything below my shoulders just went completely dead, and I went forward, I just collapsed and my head hit the countertop and it broke my neck. I just went straight to the floor. My face took the entire impact. And so ended up in the emergency room. They found out there was an abscess actually on my spinal cord and it was an infection. And, I'd broken my neck. So,
And then you had the broken neck and then you had the, yes. What was it on your spinal cord?
Yeah, it was an abscess. So
yeah,
it was,
you had
that
an abscess,
was actually a,
and that's what triggered you to fall, right?
That's exact. I mean, it cut off the nerve. You know, the abscess was just growing and growing, apparently. And it just cut off the communication on my neck, and it had weakened my spinal cord. So whenever I hit my head, it just, my spinal cord was so weak that it just broke. Thankfully,
well,
so I'm considered.
I was going to say how you, didn't you say you glad you didn't have a head trauma?
No, I did not have a head trauma. You know, like, we were talking about that last night. You know,
yeah.
Like, that was one thing, you know, it's kind of about perspective. You know, at the time, I was like, okay, well, I might not have my body, you know, but I do have, you know, my brain. You know, it was just communication. between, you know.
Are you paralyzed?
Yes, actually. Originally, I was completely paralyzed. From the shoulders down, I had zero movement, like nothing. And, but over time, you know, they thought I was going to be in a bed. You know, that's what the doctor said. I was going to be in the bed the rest of my, you know, that was it. But as time went, you know, like I was able to start moving a finger, then an arm, and then my legs. And I actually have movement back everywhere. You know, like I have, everything moves now. And, I've started, you know, learning to walk with arm crutches just this past year. And
huge.
I'm still in a chair, yeah. But I'm working on, you know, strengthening, you know, getting more stable on them.
She has an amazing attitude. You can tell, Matt.
I know we both have that, like, because she never gets down, never gets all, you know, tripped out on herself. You know,
well,
because
no, you
there's always someone worse. You know.
Exactly, it's about perspective. You know, like whenever I was in when one of the, you know, my 4 month visit, you kind of move from place to place. And it was during COVID, and so I had a roommate, and she was up and around, you know, she didn't have any problems, but we were like locked in the room, and she had been there for a while. She was gonna be there for 6 weeks, you know. And she's like, man, I feel so bad for being for being mad about being locked in this room. And I'm like, no, I mean, I get it. If I was up and around, I'd be aggravated too about in lots of
I know you gotta I don't know how to say it, but we just have, you know, because we're alive, we're able to think, we're able to move, we're able to, you know, because you had to get your whole body back. I just had to get one side of my body back. And now, but I had the brain too,
yeah.
So we're kind of equal in that part, you know?
I mean, you have your moments when you're down, you know what I'm saying? But you just can't live there, you know?
Yeah, I was going
to
say, so fast forwarding to today, do you have a job? You know, what's your situation like?
Right now, no, I'm not working, but I mainly focus on, you know, just, you know, like living, functioning, you know, because it's hard. Like, I still have to, people have to use transportation.
Yeah, every day is a job for us.
She has kids, Matt?
Yes, I have a 7-year-old.
You have kids? I thought I heard a kid last night.
Yes, I have a 7-year-old. She was 4 at the time. Yeah, so it's...
So that's a job right there.
Yes, that is a job. And she's a character. she's got a lot of energy, but... She's handled this well. My mom has been amazing. You know, she took care of her while, you know, when it happened, and still, you know, takes care of her, and, you know, has been a huge support during all that, you know.
And see, that's what it is. Just us living is a job. Us getting to figure life out is a job, you know.
Because everything is work, you know, like whenever you lose function, you know, in your body, it's like everything, you know, because you can't. Things don't just work automatically
anymore. You can't do anything
anymore.
Like everyone else, you know?
Yeah, it's not automatic anymore. You have to actually, you know...
Think about what you're doing.
Yes, to make it happen. You know, make it do it. Tell your body to do, you know what I'm saying?
To get up, to get out of bed, to go here, to get going, you know? To come and tie other poor man.
Probably even to go to the bathroom even might be a task, right?
It's funny. That becomes a huge issue whenever you lose function in your body. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. The restroom, that's another ordeal.
yeah, I mean, just getting, like, before I couldn't, you know, when I first came out, I had to be, you know, bed babe, you know, even when I came home, because my mom wasn't able, you know, to get me in and out of a tub, you know, she did what she could. And, you know, just, so, I mean, but I was determined, you know, to work toward that, you know, like be able to get myself in and out, but it's work.
That's the best part you just said, determined, you know, and I just wrote a Bible verse for where, Matthew 7:20, for where your heart is, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And right there, that's if you want to do something, you're going to do it. If you can't do it, then, oh, poor me, look, I got this. We don't complain like that, but we do at times, but we don't.
Well,
we don't stay on the plateaus. Remember how we talked about that? You go, then you hit a plateau. You got to get off that plateau and keep going.
You got to keep going. You got to those little gains, and you know you got to have faith, and you got to have God. You know, like that's one thing. I didn't do this all on my own. You know what I'm saying? Like, God just, he gives me strength to keep, you know, to keep pushing and to keep, you know, because when I was laying in the hospital bed, my mom was able to come, you know, because I was in trauma ICU for, you know, 6 weeks. And, you know, my mom was the only one able to come and visit me because it was during COVID.
Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma. And the Neuron Report with Christy, who is... was at one point paralyzed from the neck down, has regained some movement in her extremities, and with the best attitude ever. Christy, thanks so much for being on the Neuron Report. Any final comments you have?
You know, just if your family member or something, or, you know, if something happens to you, you know, just you gotta push through it, keep going, keep a positive attitude, you know, keep God with you. You know, because he'll help you get through. Yeah, I mean, you gotta keep on pushing, and you know, keep your head up.
That's it. Thank you. That was very beautifully said, Christy. Gosh.
Yep.
I can't say much more. She took it all.
Thank you, Christy.
Yeah, Christy. I'm gonna call you and I'll check up on you. And like, well, I'm your pal now, so we'll check up on, but. We'll call you in like a month to get you back on and see where you're at and stuff, okay?
All right. Sounds good, guys. Thank y'all. Y'all have a great weekend.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
There's somebody, I think, calling for you, Matt. Let's see here. You're live on the radio. Who's this? Hello. Oh, I guess not. All right, so Matt, nice job with the Neuron Report. You got an instant request for our musical theme of the day.
Yeah, it was by the Beatles, but... I forgot the name of it. Don't you have it?
Yeah, I've just seen a face. Is that it?
Yeah, I've just seen a face.
All right.
On Facebook.
Fantastic. Matt, brilliant as usual.
All right, thank you, man. And then I'll call you this weekend. We gotta say hi to Lindsay.
Is Lindsay listening right now?
Yeah, she's Skyping it.
Oh, so she's seeing the devastation.
Yes, right on, Lindsay.
Yeah, I was just heating up coffee and exploded it into the microwave, Matt.
Yeah, but it's great. At least you have hot coffee, not me. Mine's cold now.
Well, you
know. But hey, we'll chat, okay? Are you going anywhere this weekend? Sales for the Ames?
Oh, yeah, we've got a memorial that we have to attend. I'll tell you off the air about that.
Okay, man. I'll call you after work, all right?
Go ahead, Ames.
Matt, Bianca, and Cece on the Facebook Live said, Matt is sweet. I love Matt Thomas.
On the Facebook Live, they made those comments.
What did they make? Well, I couldn't hear. Sorry.
Matt is super sweet from Bianca and Cece. I love him.
All right. Woo-wee.
Could you hear the Ames?
Brilliant.
All right. Thanks, Matt.